The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 10th. What to know about a Capitol Hill hearing today with a mix of witnesses, from George Floyd's brother to a Fox News personality. What to expect and what's at stake. Also, the World Health Organization clarifies its statement about how COVID-19 spreads and why one state's primary election had so many problems. Plus, how the first American woman to walk in space made history once again, this time in the water. And she's just one of two pioneers to tell you about today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the man killed at the hands of Minneapolis police officers was finally laid to rest, capping off nearly a week of memorial services. George Floyd was buried next to his mother in the city where he grew up, Houston, Texas. Earlier, at a private funeral, Floyd was remembered as a brother, friend, and athlete. Pastors, family members, civil rights leaders, and politicians eulogized him. They told mourners the end of Floyd's life marked the beginning of broad change. And by all indications, they're right. Since in the past 2 weeks, Confederate statues have been toppled, some places have banned police from using chokeholds, and a few are even debating the entire structure of law enforcement as we know it. George Floyd was the oldest of five siblings. Today, one of his younger brothers, Philonis Floyd, will testify on Capitol Hill during a hearing about police brutality. Democrats invited him to speak, and Politico reports Republicans called their own list of witnesses, including Fox News personality Dan Bongino. Bongino used to be an agent in the U.S. Secret Service, and he's an outspoken defender of law enforcement. So analysts expect the hearing to be pretty emotionally charged. Keep in mind, it could all impact if and how lawmakers decide to move forward with a sweeping police reform bill now on the table. Remember, House Democrats proposed it earlier this week, though it's still not clear if it has enough support in the Senate to become law. In fact, Republican senators are now working on their own police reform plan. Tim Scott, who is the only Black Republican in the Senate, is taking the lead on this. Axios says the legislation will likely increase funding for body cameras, make lynching a federal crime, and require new training to de-escalate tense situations and more. So far, they haven't been working with House Democrats on this, even though a lot of the ideas in both proposed bills are pretty similar. Republicans hope to release a package by the end of the week and vote on it before the 4th of July recess. Then perhaps there could be a compromise. Stay tuned. President Trump has not weighed in specifically on either of the proposals we just talked about, but Fox News reports he has his own plan to address police reform with executive action. It's not clear exactly what that would cover or when he might talk about it publicly. But in the meantime, he did tweet out a conspiracy theory that's getting a lot of attention. It's about a now viral video showing police officers in Buffalo, New York, pushing a 75-year-old protester who fell to the ground and is now in the hospital. Trump's tweet suggested the man could be part of a setup to try and block police communications. But there's no evidence that's the case. And those who know this protester have told news outlets it's absurd. Democrats denounced Trump's tweet, and many Republicans either would not agree with it or questioned why the president would push out that theory. Meanwhile, two of the officers involved in the incident are now facing criminal charges, though that then prompted all 57 members of the Buffalo Police Department's tactical team to resign. The world's health leaders are now clarifying how the new coronavirus spreads, saying, "We're actually not quite sure how often people who aren't showing symptoms are spreading COVID-19. Remember, just a day earlier, a top official with the World Health Organization said it's rare for people without symptoms to spread this virus. Well, she's now explained that was based on data that has not been peer-reviewed or essentially not been double-checked by other experts. And in general, it seems the medical community does not all agree on this one right now. The Harvard Global Health Institute wrote a memo saying as much as 60% of COVID-19 transmissions are from people who have not yet or never will show symptoms. The CDC puts that stat at 40%. But the WHO estimates only about 16% of people who are asymptomatic can spread this virus. So obviously, a lot more information is needed. One thing health experts still do all agree on is how people can best protect themselves, and that's to keep social distancing and wearing masks. In fact, a new study out of Britain's Cambridge and Greenwich universities found lockdowns alone won't stop a second wave of COVID-19 infections. But it said if an entire population wears masks, even homemade ones, the epidemic would stay at a controllable level. Though it is worth noting, we're starting to see another uptick in the number of severe cases around the U.S. The Washington Post reports hospitalizations in at least 9 states now have been on the rise since Memorial Day. States like Texas, Arizona, and Arkansas are seeing a clear spike. And they could be nearing a shortage of hospital beds. The concern now is whether mass protests could also be putting people at a higher risk of getting COVID-19. At this point, it's too early to know. The state of Georgia faced some serious problems on its primary election day. In some locations, voting machines didn't even work, and at least one polling place never got the machines to begin with. In others, poll workers were not trained on the new voting machines, so they couldn't figure out how to operate them. Some voters said they waited hours in the summer heat to cast ballots, and others simply gave up and didn't vote at all. Yes, people had the option and were even encouraged to vote by mail this year, but the Georgia Democratic Party said there were still issues in every corner of the state. And this primary is a pretty big one. Georgia has 2 competitive Senate races, and for the first time in a generation, it's expected to be a presidential battleground state in the fall. That said, Election Day problems are not really new for Georgia. It's a state where access to voting is a hot-button issue. In fact, the new machines used yesterday were just added in response to allegations of voter suppression back in 2018, particularly of minority voters. Now, Georgia's Secretary of State is investigating what happened in yesterday's primary and how to hopefully fix the issues before November. All right, we have more news in a moment, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor this week. Care.com is the world's largest online destination for finding and managing family care, with the largest selection of local caregivers. In fact, Care.com helps millions of families find high-quality care for their children, aging loved ones, home, and pets. Yep, it's a platform for finding all kinds of services. So if you're tired of cleaning, or maybe you're moving and need a deep clean, or if you have children who need a tutor to help them continue learning from home, Care.com is here to help, making it easier to find, manage, and pay for trusted and affordable caregivers near you. I've done several searches, and I'm always impressed by how many options are near me when I put in my zip code. I also appreciate that I can clearly filter for my needs. And with a premium membership, you get extra tools to access background check options, read reviews, and see certifications about potential caregivers. Right now, you can save 30% off a Care.com premium membership. Just go to care.com/newsworthy or use promo code newsworthy. Again, go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy to save 30% off a Care.com premium membership. All right, now back to the news. It was a unanimous vote. The Senate confirmed the first black chief of a U.S. military service. General Charles Q. Brown will be the next Air Force Chief of Staff. Brown has served in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. He's an F-16 fighter pilot and instructor. The U.S. military has been known for a lack of diversity among its leadership. So when Brown spoke about his nomination, he said, quote, "I want the wisdom and knowledge to lead, participate in, and listen to necessary conversations on racism, diversity, and inclusion." President Trump, who nominated Brown, called it a historic day for America. The first American woman to walk in space has made history once again. Retired astronaut Kathy Sullivan traveled to the deepest known part of the ocean, becoming the first woman to make that journey. Sullivan reached what's known as the Challenger Deep, about 200 miles southwest of Guam. She had to go nearly 36,000 feet, or roughly 7 miles, below sea level on her journey. Now she's the first human ever to have been to space and the bottom of the ocean. Axios reports she called the International Space Station after the feat to share the news. The 2020 MLB draft starts today, and it will be anything but ordinary. First off, it will be virtual, but also this year's event will only span 5 rounds compared to the regular 40, since the league is trying to cut costs. The condensed draft does not make things easier for scouts, though. Sports Illustrated explains they don't have a ton of data since college and high school seasons were canceled. Still, teams have zeroed in on some top prospects. The first round of the draft is tonight at 7 Eastern on the MLB Network, MLB.com, and ESPN. Then rounds 2 through 5 are slated for tomorrow at 5. Well, after 32 seasons, the TV show Cops was canceled. The long-running docuseries is getting pulled off the air. It comes during nationwide protests over George Floyd's death and concerns about police brutality. In case you're not familiar, the show follows law enforcement officers as they patrol communities. Its newest season was supposed to premiere on Paramount Network this month, but that never happened. Then the announcement came yesterday that the show will be gone for good. Of course, fans are bummed, but some others are applauding the cancellation. The Hollywood Reporter says the show has been criticized for years, saying it glorifies police and edits out misconduct. Two similar shows, Live PD and Body Cam, have also been pulled by their networks, at least for now. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about why thousands of people are volunteering to be laid off right now. CNN reports more than 10,000 people have accepted buyout offers to leave their companies. This has mostly been the case in the airline industry. United, Delta, American, and Southwest are all offering buyouts right now since demand for travel is low. It's possible some workers are taking the money because they don't want to risk getting laid off later without any kind of severance. But that might not be the only reason. Experts told CNN it's a good idea for companies who are downsizing to give employees the buyout option if they can, because there could be some people who may already have been looking for a life change, and this gives them a reason to take the plunge. At the same time, it could help save positions for workers who truly want a future with that current employer. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just look in the episode description in your app or at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.